Nick, this week we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission. And, you know, I'm a decade younger than you, but I was six, still remember where I was. And I don't reflect back on history because I get lost in it, but I utilize those things to help me grow as a person. Whether it's that event or any other historical event, what has moved you the most and inspired you the most?
Well, I mean, obviously that was a great accomplishment. But in my lifetime, I mean, we've had so many great things happen. We've had to overcome so much adversity, you know, as a nation. I mean, the big thing that I had to live through when I was in college was the Vietnam War, the shooting at Kent State when I was a student there. That probably did as much to stop the war or get us out of Vietnam as anything. So there's been a lot of historical events. There's been a lot of great people who have done a lot of great things, and there's been tremendous accomplishments. And the thing that I appreciate the most is when people do things of great quality, right? Whether it's all about the music that's great quality, whether it's about somebody professionally doing something that's unique in terms of what they were able to accomplish and do, whether it's coaching, whether it's players, whether it's athletes accomplishing great things. I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect. I'm no big tennis guy, but the way these two guys played in that tennis match on Sunday, unbelievable. What great competition, what great competitors, and you hate to see anyone have to lose, and it's so much appreciated by fans.
I had a chance to visit with Gene Chizik earlier this week, and we were talking about his experiences as an assistant coach at MTSU. So before, that was early 90s, then you move forward to 2010, and he was talking about how he was learning how to teach football. He played it, but teaching is a different story. We know you're a great recruiter. At what point did you know you could be a great teacher of football?
You know, I never really ever wanted to be a coach. I mean, so it was a different experience for me. I was always one of those guys when I was a player, though, when I played quarterback, I knew what every guy was supposed to do on offense. I knew every block, I paid attention, you know, that way. So, you know, and as a leader of the team playing quarterback, I could tell a guy, hey, you were supposed to pull on that play, or, you know, you were supposed to block the defensive end and we just got sacked or whatever. So I always had this sort of big picture sort of way of looking at the game. But then I became a defensive player in college, and that was completely different because I never played defense ever in my life because I was always a quarterback. So I had to sort of develop a unique perspective in that. But our secondary coach left my senior year, after my senior year.
Right.
And I think that's why Don James called me in and said, will you be a graduate assistant, because you played for 3 years in the secondary and you know all the checks and calls and all that. And I said, I don't want to be a coach and I don't want to go to graduate school, so why would I do this? And he talked me into doing it. And it was largely because my wife had another year of school, and I couldn't really go leave and take a job. And I loved coaching. When did I figure it out? I always tried to figure out, what do I have to do and how do I have to look at this and who do I have to go talk to figure out how to teach this guy how to play? All right, so I spent an enormous amount of time when I was a young coach talking to other coaches, trying to figure it out. And I don't know exactly when I figured it out, but probably as a secondary coach, it wasn't until I coached in the NFL, because I learned so much from the players. You know, the players, Everson Walls, Frank Minifield, Steve Brown, you know, all those guys were great players at the time, and I coached them in the secondary, and they taught me more than I knew. So, and I learned how to coach different styles of players, different ways. Didn't coach everybody the same way once I coached in the NFL. So I think all those things sort of contributed. But when did I know I could teach? I don't really know that.
You know, I worked before getting into Sports Talk Radio. I worked in college administration, sports administration. And during the off season, one of my friends, Kurt Heidelberg, he coaches football overseas now. And he had posted on Facebook a picture of the 1990 coaching staff. And I'm looking at, oh, wow, there's a Nashville connection. Oh, there's another one. Oh, wait, there's three. L.C. Cole became head coach at TSU. Kurt Heidelberg was an assistant at TSU. And, of course, Dean Pease, now the defensive coordinator with the Titans. You know, you're talking about experiences from other coaches, learning from other coaches as well. What would Nick Saban today tell Nick Saban in 1990 at Toledo?
Run the spread. No, I don't know. I mean, I've learned a lot. I think the biggest thing for me is relations with the players. I guess through the years, you learn how to reach more people. When I say reach, I mean motivate them to be what they can be. not just as football players, but as people and as students and as players. And I think having all those experiences through the years with so many players, and you know, we've always sort of had people assist us with the psychological disposition of people and human behavior. So that part of it has probably been the thing that I've grown in the most. And because of that, I think we've been able to help more players have success. And that's what it's all about. And I think if you look at me back then, that probably wasn't a strong suit. But it's something that through the years we've been able to develop.
One final question. You know, I had the chance to be an honorary coach 2010 Alabama's A-Day game. And one of the things that I took away from that experience, things that anybody can utilize no matter what industry they work in, is the pure organization. And, you know, if you want to be successful, you have to be organized. How has things changed from that standpoint back from 2010 to where your program is today?
Well, I hope the organization is still as good as it was then. I mean, we obviously are always looking for a better way, and we're trying to, you know, find a way to improve the organization. But structurally, a lot of it is still the same. I think the personalities and the people change a lot. But we're always looking for character quality people who can communicate, develop relationships, are knowledgeable, and fit in from a relationship standpoint with everybody else in the organization. And hopefully that's still, you know, there. But I wouldn't think you would see a whole bunch different. Names are different, but hopefully the culture is the same.